The Psychologist and the Magician, A Psychological Study in Story Form, by Ernest C. Rodwick, 1920. Introductory comment by Herbert W. Eustace, CSB. San Jose, California, April 1950. Dear fellow scientist, you, as a Christian Scientist, or indeed as any thoughtful man or woman, will find the accompanying story of vital interest, although there is nothing of pure Christian Science in it. Jesus used parables to illustrate special points in his teaching of pure Christianity, and this story should be taken as a parable which illustrates perfectly the fact that hypnotic suggestion cannot deceive a mind which has fortified itself with the truth about any fact or circumstance which presents itself negatively. In this account of Professor Hermann von Schultz's research into hypnotism, the point is brought out that he resisted every effort of the Hindu hypnotist to deceive him as long as the suggestions came as abnormalities, as startling and unusual experiences, but was tempted to yield to the suggestions of normal hunger and thirst. To the professor, normal matter was real, even though he had fortified himself against believing in any unusual manifestations which the Hindu adept might appear to conjure. It has been 75 years since Science and Health was given to the world in 1875 with its thunderous message, "There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all." Do you, as a Christian Scientist, believe this? Do you accept what you call normal matter as real, and then attempt to abolish abnormal matter, as Professor von Schultz was almost tricked into doing? In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy declares, "Animal magnetism or hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind." This means, of course, the entirety of mortal belief, whether it presents itself as so-called normal or abnormal. Anything calling itself material is an hypnotic illusion, the product of animal magnetism operating as malicious minds. Its effects can be nullified only by the realization that divine mind is the one and only mind, and that this mind embraces within itself all manifestation, hence all normality, all perfection. Basically, you understand that you are dealing alone with God every instant, and that this dealing, humanly interpreted or translated in the language of the negation, appears as dealing with animal magnetism or hypnotism. Then how essential, as Paul said, to awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Is it not being dead to continue to be in darkness to what is really, in belief, operating as the enemy of mankind, hypnotic suggestion? Is not the light to awaken one from this dead, the Christ, the truth that man, as the activity of God, is ever awake to all good, and especially to understanding the subtlety of direction by malicious minds as the negation of direction by divine mind? Very sincerely yours, Herbert W. Eustace.